Tune into this week's Xamarin Essential API of the Week, where I show you the Device Info API, giving you access to all sorts of information about the device, all cross-platform with Xamarin Essentials. So tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to Xamarin Essentials API of the Week. Today, we're taking a look at Device Info. I love this class and this API because it gives me access to all of the device information from a single cross-platform API. So what type of device is my user running? What API or OS version is it running? And a whole bunch of great information that is relevant, especially when diagnosing crash reports from your users. So let's take a look at how to integrate this API cross-platform. So here I am inside of Visual Studio 2019. I've installed the Xamarin Essentials NuGet into my iOS, Android, and .NET Standard project. Of course, Xamarin Essentials supports UWP, watchOS, tvOS, and Tizen, so you could add it into those projects as well if you have those head projects. And now with that, we can head over to our documentation. Like I've always mentioned, these great feature guides gives us access to all of the different APIs in Xamarin Essentials, and we're going to use Device Info. What's great here is that there's no additional setup required, no permissions, and immediately we can get access to model info, manufacturer, name, version strings, idiom, platforms, all cross-platform. So here I'm just going to hit copy in here, and let's take a look at our device info page. I've added a single label so I can specify items here. So when I run this app, we're going to update label device info with some properties. So let's do that here. Here I'm going to go in and just paste that code that we took from documentation. And here we'll have to bring in our using Xamarin Essentials. Now there's a few cool things that I want to point out here. Of course, we have model, manufacturer, name, version string, and even platform. Platform is really unique because I could say if platform equals equals device platform dot Android, for instance, do something for Android here. That's really nice. On idiom, I could say if idiom equals equals device idiom dot, and here I can see desktop, phone, tablet, or other types of devices. What's great here is I can say if on tablet do something. A good example of that is in the collection view. Maybe you want to have multiple columns in your list, but only on tablet. You can use device idiom here, paired with the specific platform to say, when I'm on the iPad, to display this many. So if you're on iOS and you're on a tablet, you're on an iPad. So very cool stuff like that. You can also see if you're on a physical or a virtual device like an emulator, and we can output stuff there. So let's update that label. So I'm going to say label device info.txt. And here, I'm just going to go ahead and concatenate a few items here. So let's put the device name. Let's put a space in here, let's do version, string, and then let's also output our platform, just for good measure. And then let's go ahead and debug this application so we can see everything here on the device. So what we'll do is we'll compile up this code. Here it's going to be running on my Android emulator on my machine. You could, of course, run this on any of the other platforms like Windows or iOS, and you would get relevant information about that specific device. So here we go, it's booting up into debug mode. And like all of the other samples that we've used, they're all here in the drawer. So let's go into device info, and here we'll hit that breakpoint. And we can immediately see our device name is Android SDK built for x86, version 9, platform is Android, the idiom is phone, and we can see here that this is a virtual device. This is really nice for unit testing. Now, when I hit continue, we'll actually see that information right here. This is an emulator built for x86 running Android 9, which is really nice. There you have it. Device information at your fingertips. With just a few lines of code, you have access to this and a whole lot more. So check out the documentation, how to integrate device information into your application today. And be sure to watch all of the Xamarin Essentials APIs of the week. And thanks for watching. Hey, it's James. I'm just checking in and wanted to thank you for watching this awesome Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Now, don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell for even more videos. And while you're here, check out more Xamarin Essential API videos of the week. They're all right here. Go do it right now. It's awesome.